I'm going to sound like a senior priest for a minute when I say back when I was in seminary, all of about a year and a half ago, by my first couple years in seminary, one of my great difficulties was prayer. Seems like an odd thing to say. Seminarians should know about prayer and be gung-ho and all those types of things. But it wasn't so much prayer itself that I struggled with as it was how to pray. I looked around at the other seminarians, especially the guys who were a couple years ahead of me, and thought, well, that must be how I'm supposed to pray, like them. I was so focused on looking at how others prayed or even reading about the saints and how they prayed and just kind of copy them. Well, if I just do what they did, then I'll be a good prayer, in essence. That must be the right way to do it. And those first couple years were hard until I realized that what was making it difficult was my focus was on how to pray and the right way to do it in such a strong sense that I actually wasn't praying much at all. As time went on, I became more comfortable with kind of just trusting my own instincts and what brought me into communion with God. And sometimes it might be sitting outside on the balcony on a nice fall day looking at the trees and the Lakeshore Drive at St. Francis Seminary rather than being in the chapel or going for a walk or whatever it might be. Some days I would journal, others use devotional prayers, and others maybe just silence. But in many ways, I felt like the disciples asking Jesus, Lord, teach me how to pray. Just tell me what to do and I'll do it. And I'm sure many of you have had that same question over the years, especially when prayer becomes dry. Lord, just what am I supposed to do? Teach me to pray. And so Jesus' response in today's gospel is to give us the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer. It is a prayer for us that has become so routine and so common. We pray it every time we come to Mass, every time we pray the rosary. It's so often that we miss the immense beauty and the wisdom behind really not only every line of that prayer, but really every word. And it's in this prayer that we are taught how to pray and told what prayer is. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI wrote a book entitled Jesus of Nazareth. Some of you may have read it or heard it. It's actually a series of three books. But in one, he wrote extensively on the Our Father. And after reading through it, I thought, man, how can you write this much on just one prayer? But that's the wisdom of the Pope, of course. But I'd like to share some of that wisdom where he focused on the title Father. He wrote many pages on just that one simple word, Father. First of all, the fact that Jesus addresses God as Father and teaches us to do the same allows us to address our God and get personal with him. This isn't something we should take lightly. We're used to it. You know, it's part of our faith and our spirituality as Catholics, but it's also a gift. Indeed, God wants us to get personal with him. He doesn't want any barriers between us and him or the divine. That's why the incarnation happened. But we must recognize the immense privilege we have in being able to address our God personally. Think about it. The Jewish people in ancient times, and even to this day, out of respect for God, don't speak his name. I had when I worked as a hospital chaplain, my supervisor was an Orthodox Jewish rabbi. And whenever he would write the word God, he would write G-D, because as humans, it was a pious act of we're not worthy to speak of God's name or to even write it. And that was his practice. So you see how by Jesus saying, Father, we're given that great gift. There's a German poet, Reinhold Schneider, who wrote a poem on the Our Father. And he wrote the following. The Our Father begins with a great consolation. We are allowed to say Father. This one word contains the whole history of redemption. We are allowed to say Father because the Son was our brother and has revealed the Father to us. Because, thanks to what Christ has done, we have once more become children of God. How beautiful. the power of one word. Throughout Jesus' ministry, you look all throughout the Gospels, he teaches us what Father really means. Ultimately, Father is the source of all good. So we then, the children of God, are given an incredible gift of God himself and his Spirit. Luke writes at the end of the Gospel today, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The two great gifts of our lives. Again, in the words of Pope Benedict, he said, this reveals in a surprising way what prayer is really all about. It is not about this or that, but about God's desire to offer us the gift of himself. That is the gift of all gifts, the one thing necessary. Prayer is a way of gradually purifying and correcting our wishes and of slowly coming to realize what we really need, God and his Spirit. I know I normally don't use too many quotes in homilies, but these are just too good to pass up. It's such a powerful definition and sums it up so well. And notice, we don't pray, my Father who art in heaven. We pray, our Father. Why? Because it's through communion with Jesus, the one who reveals the Father to us in the first place, that we become children of God, that we become one family. To pray our Father calls us out of ourselves and our own egos and calls us to focus on the needs of our brothers and sisters in Christ. It requires us to say yes to the church universal. And when we hear the needs of others and we quickly reply, oh, I'll pray for you. Oh, our thoughts and prayers are with you. We better do it. It's a reminder to us of not only our own personal needs that we offer up in prayer, but also the needs of our brothers and sisters, and for all those people who are in need or who have asked us for prayers. To offer our prayer for someone isn't just a nice thing to say, or it isn't just a cliche. It's a sacred promise, and one that we must fulfill as God's children. Now, we could spend hours talking about all the different aspects of this great prayer and go through line for line, but we won't, don't worry. This is the last page of my homily. But if you're struggling with prayer in any way, whether you're like I was, worried about what to do, or maybe you're in a dry spell, whatever it might be, start with the word Father. Address God. Call upon him. And just open yourself up to his love. All of those things happen in the simple utterance of that one sacred word. Be sure to do it, and be sure to pray, because prayer is ultimately relationship as much as it is anything else. God wants our friendship. That's why he revealed himself through the incarnation. And that's why he taught us to pray in today's gospel. God wants for only one thing, and that's us. But just like our earthly friendships, that doesn't happen if we don't ever share or if we don't ever put ourselves in his presence. Whether you read, sit in silence, journal, pray the rosary, whatever it might be, if it puts you in God's presence and you can connect and build that personal relationship with him, then do it. And begin by addressing God as Father. In just a few moments, we will pray the Our Father, just like we do at every Mass. But let's focus in a particular way this time. In that prayer, bring before God all that it is that's in your heart, all of the needs that surround us, the people and the events in our world that so desperately need our prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us this great prayer, for revealing your Father to us, and bringing us all together as one family.